Frank, good to have you back here as we head toward Thanksgiving, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm wondering, are you going to travel as much this year, not travel as much? You know, the prices are, well, the prices are what they are. You can get less items on Black Friday. I saw this yesterday. For the same amount of money, which is about $1,500, you would get 16 items last year. You get 9 this year, all sorts of problems. Needs to be a change of direction. My next guest, he'd like to see that direction of the country take us to Ron DeSantis. Captain Bob Carey is United States Navy retired, and he runs an outfit, Veterans for Ron, from Ready for Ron Pack, readyforron.com. And this is the question that is out there right now. Is it Donald Trump? Is it Ron DeSantis? Do they play together? And here's the headline. Ron DeSantis has reversed the massive advantage that Donald Trump had in polling in Iowa and has taken the lead in the caucus poll there, if you hadn't heard. Captain Bob, good to have you back.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate to be back.
All right, so a lot of folks say, listen, Ron DeSantis should wait his turn. Ron DeSantis should not challenge Donald Trump in this season leading up to 2024. November 5th, by the way, is Election Day in November of 24. What do you say to folks who say, listen, Ron DeSantis is fine, but Donald Trump has unfinished business. We should support him first. That's kind of the argument I'm hearing out there. What do you say about it?
Well, that's how we have primaries. Let the voters decide. You know, that's the entire reason for the primary process. Look, the reason I like, Governor DeSantis is because the guy gets stuff done. You know, building that bridge to Sanibel Island after Hurricane Ian came through, 13 days. Man, there aren't military units that build bridges that fast. And, you know, he changed the election. He won by, you know, less than 50,000 votes in 2018 to winning by almost 2 million in 2020. Went from less than 1 percentage point to almost 20 percentage points of a win. That's not demographics. That's not more snowbirds moving from the Midwest down to Florida. That's people that voted against Ron DeSantis in 2018 voting for him in 2022. And I think that's impressive.
It's a huge shift. I can't argue with the response to Hurricane Ian. One of those islands, they had a bridge back in place in 3 days. Not Sanibel Island, but a smaller island. They were back together. Pine Island, I think it was, back on in 3 days. Yeah, you can't even get a study started in 3 days. You can't spend millions of dollars in 3 days the way you need to in government to get things done, right? So that is impressive.
He's a fellow veteran. He deployed downrange. He was awarded the Bronze Star. You know, as far as veterans are concerned, he's one of us.
And how important do you think that is? Because here's the concern. I mean, and here's the concern for a lot of us. And that is if Trump, there are going to be a bunch of people that get into the race and run that have no chance of winning. We're going to see the Larry Hogans of the world and the Asa Hutchinsons of the world get in, and they have no chance. They're the Bush wing of the Republican Party that is, for all intents and purposes, dead and gone, thank God. And so those guys are going to get in. But with DeSantis and Trump, there's the concern I have. If they savage each other during the primary, will they be intact enough, whoever would come out on top, to run in the general election? I mean, the damage that can be unleashed on either man going against the other could be used, obviously, by the Democrats. The Democrats relish the idea of a vicious primary fight. What do you make of it?
Well, one, iron sharpens iron, and steel is forged in fire. Two, when Donald Trump came down the escalator at Trump Tower in 2015, no one thought that he had a snowball's chance in Hades, and he proved everyone wrong. Third, you know, it was a hard fought primary in 2016, and Donald Trump still won the presidency, and it was a hard fought primary on the Democratic side in 2020. I mean, heck, Vice President Harris was savaging President Biden during the debates. She ended up becoming his vice presidential candidate.
That's so true. She knocked him down hard. You know, and if you go back to 1980, George H.W. Bush savaged Ronald Reagan. And Reagan debated Gerald Ford. Yeah, Ronald Reagan debated with Gerald Ford for an extended period of time to be vice president. And Ford made so many demands, he finally said, get George on the phone. And they're all like, what are you talking about? He did it. And he pulled it off. And he won. And he continued to win. So that brings me to my next question. What about Ron DeSantis being a running mate for Donald Trump? Because that, to some people, is a dream ticket in 24. What do you say to that?
Well, look, again, let the voters decide, you know, and that's what we have the primary process for. I like Ron DeSantis to run for president of the United States. I think that he knows how to manage, he knows how to execute, he knows how to make decisions, and he knows how to reach a broad cross-section of civil society in order to be able to get the votes. You know, who do I want to run in 2024? Whoever can win for the GOP ticket. And I think Ron DeSantis can win.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get some pushback for this. But I want whoever can win for the Republican ticket and is an America First candidate. I don't want some mealy-mouthed rhino. I don't. I think, like I said, I'm all done with the Bush wing of the Republican Party, the Cheney wing of the Republican Party. Those folks can pack their bags and exit.
Well, I would say that Liz Cheney is far more of a Democrat than she is a Republican.
Well, I agree with that. And so are people like Larry Hogan. And Asa Hutchinson is the former governor of Arkansas. He's suspect as well. And I can go down a whole list of these folks. And Liz Cheney, I hope she runs for president. That'll be entertaining for me to watch her get savaged by everybody in the group. Because she is not a Republican.
I'm sorry, the Cheney family owns Wyoming. And she couldn't even win her own primary.
That's right. She lost by 50 points. That's how bad that went for him. But I want the America First candidate to win the nomination and win the presidency. That's what I want. And I want to pick up a few more Senate seats, and I want to retain control of the House. And I want to have a chance to fix all the damage that's been done to this country. Bob, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, look, the other thing that I think is really interesting about the 2022 election is how many veteran, new members of Congress are veterans. And I think that they are really going to, reach out and get stuff done because they come from that culture. That's also why I like Ron DeSantis, because he comes from that culture. Most liberal people I've ever met were the guys and gals that I met in the military. I still fought with them. I still served with them. They are still my brothers and sisters in arms. And that's an important element to remember. And so, people can go to www.readyforron.com and find out more. And we'd love to have people get on out and help us impress upon Governor DeSantis that he needs to run in 2024.
Captain Bob Carey, I appreciate your point of view here today, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go. I'm America First, no matter what happens. America First. I'll take a break and be right back.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of the brand that makes the best flannel on the market, Muskox. We make 100% double brush cotton flannels that provide durability, comfort, and warmth using ethically sourced cotton and manufactured in conditions that we can all be proud of. We're passionate about providing the highest quality flannels around. To get your hand on the softest and toughest flannels in the market, go to gomuskox.com. That's gomuskox.com for the best flannel you've ever seen.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.